Hi, I'm Gerard Fennessy from the Victorian Intensive Care Network. I'm here today with Associate Professor Daryl Jones from the Austin Hospital in Melbourne, and we're here to talk about the upcoming International Conference on Rapid Response Systems. Welcome, Daryl.
Thanks very much, Gerard.
Daryl, could you tell us a little bit about this upcoming conference?
Yeah, thanks, Gerard. This is the 12th International Conference on Rapid Response Systems and Medical Emergency Teams. It's being held in Melbourne on the 2nd and 3rd of May, so Monday, Tuesday. And it's being run in conjunction with ANZICS. So an important aspect of this year's conference is that it is the international conference, and ANZICS is running it in conjunction with the International Society of Rapid Response Systems. I think it's a recognition and acknowledgement of the leading role Australia and New Zealand have played in this space. So this is the largest international conference on METs and rapid response systems, and it's also probably the largest conference on deteriorating ward-based patients as well.
You mentioned it was being run in conjunction with ANZICS. Can you tell us a bit about how ANZICS, our representative body, how they become involved in running this conference?
Yeah, sure, Gerard. I guess there's a number of reasons. One is that we've run the ANZICS Safety and Quality Conference for the last couple of years, firstly in Melbourne in 14, then Gold Coast last year in 2015, where the major theme was deteriorating patients and medical emergency teams. Also, I guess Australia is being recognised as a world leader in this space. We're one of the pioneers, and the vast majority of world literature, I think, up to date, has come out of Australia and to a lesser extent New Zealand. And I guess the final point is that CICM and ANZICS are in the final phases of writing a joint position statement on the medical emergency team for Australia and New Zealand hospitals.
You mentioned ANZICS has a safety and quality committee. Why are they actively involved in this?
Well, I think this is increasingly becoming a major part of the work that we do as intensive care clinicians, both doctors and nurses. I think the perception of ANZICS is that we are the experts in this space and that there are significant safety and quality issues for patients who deteriorate on the ward, both in terms of reversible deterioration, patients that may actually need intensive care, but also increasingly patients who are actually in the process of dying who may be receiving suboptimal end-of-life care on the ward.
I understand there were a number of trainees who attended last year and obviously a large number of fellows of the college. What was the feedback you received and what could these fellows and trainees expect when they turn up to this conference?
So the feedback from last year was overwhelmingly positive. The fellows, I think, thought the program was extremely interesting and varied. And the registrars, I think, particularly were interested in the whole-day session on how you actually manage a medical emergency team call. That was run last year by a team of experts in simulation and team training, and we've got the same group running the session this year as well.
That whole-day session of training people how to run a MET call, it sounds very interesting. What sort of things will be involved?
So we've developed a generic approach to how to manage a MET call. And that can be tailored depending on the trigger or the thing that's the physiological trigger that's causing the MET call. And the way we teach that is through videos that we show, and then they're debriefed after and there's active participation by the audience members. But the thing that I guess is the highlight of the one-day session is some live team training performances on the stage where volunteers from the audience, the delegates, actually got up and participated in last year.
Great. And apart from doctors, are there any other craft groups that really would be interested in this conference?
So there's a significant turnout from intensive care nurses, but I think this year we've got a separate stream focusing on administrators who may wish to actually come to the conference and get the perspective of clinicians. That stream's called Improving Processes and Systems, or Safer Systems and Processes. That's very much targeted towards administrators and improving the interaction between administrators and clinicians.
In addition to the training program, is there anything else that registrars or fellows might find interesting in the conference?
So we've deliberately increased the scope of the conference this year. There's broad range of interests, including paediatric deterioration in pregnancy, deterioration in mental health status. But I guess for our ICU advanced trainees, we've got a large focus, particularly on the first day, on what I've termed acute end-of-life care in hospitalised patients. There is an approach for end-of-life care MET calls, which is being presented by Imogen Mitchell. Michael DeVita from the United States, who's the current president of the International Society for Rapid Response Systems, He'll be discussing principles of having end-of-life care discussions, and Neil Orford from Barwon Health will be presenting a video of a mock end-of-life care discussion, and then there'll be an active debrief after that.
Daryl, many of these doctors work in hospitals. Surely end-of-life care is part of their core business and training. Why would we need a session on that?
So I think increasingly the feedback that I'm getting and the feedback that we're getting as an organising committee is that there is a need to develop systems to improve the recognition and response of patients who are actually dying as a result of their deterioration rather than potentially reversibly deteriorating. And I think advanced trainees really desire the skills that are needed to have very complex and difficult end-of-life care discussions, often in the context of a crisis. And so that's what we'll be aiming to do.
That sounds like it's going to be really helpful for the trainees. Is there anything else that trainees might find interesting? Thanks, Daryl. Apart from the things we've already mentioned, is there anything else that people might find interesting at this conference?
So I think Michael Reid, who's a world expert on delirium in the intensive care, will be speaking about how we recognise and respond to delirium in the intensive care. There's also a whole session on looking at various different criteria, both in terms of vital signs and laboratory investigations as to what the optimal trigger for detecting deterioration is.
Now, we've talked a lot about the history of rapid response teams and where we're at now. What about the future? Where are rapid response teams heading, and are there any potential avenues for research?
So I think that rapid response teams are here to stay at the moment. They're a mandatory part of national policy related to recognising and responding to deteriorating patients. I think that the intensive care is always going to be integrally involved, even in hospitals where we're not the primary responder, because there'll be patients that are detected in the context of rapid response systems that ultimately may need to come to us. So I think that trainees and fellows in Australia and New Zealand are always going to have this as part of their core business. So I think the future is that they're here to stay, and I think the questions in terms of research are, how do we optimise their use? So how do we get them to patients who are most likely to benefit from them? What are the causes of rapid response teams? Can we actually prevent them from even occurring in the first instance? METs and rapid response teams came about because we looked at cardiac arrest to see if there were warning signs, and I think increasingly people are looking at MET calls to see if there are warning signs before medical emergency teams occur. So I think that's a major focus. And I think there's a huge scope to look at acute end-of-life care within hospitalised patients. And I think the other thing is that we can look at how team members interact. And I think that team training, particularly in the MET calls where patients severely deteriorate and essentially need intensive care level therapy on the ward and or are pre-arrest, I think that's going to be one of the most important avenues for research and training in the future.
Thank you, Daryl, and we're looking forward to seeing you all at the 12th International Conference on Rapid Response Systems and Medical Emergency Teams. It's being held in Melbourne on the 2nd and 3rd of May 2016. Looking forward to seeing you all there.
Thanks very much, John.